Nozir, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Beshamay Omrim Hegdish Toz, Hegdish. This Mishnah doesn't seem to be directly related to Nazirus. Seems to be a musig that's negated to Hegdish, Bechlal. Beshamay is Mechadish, that if somebody is Magdish something betos, he thought that it was one thing. The Mishnah is going to bring cases. He thought it was one thing, he was Magdish, it's a mistake. The type of mistake that if we were talking about Mekach u'memkar, we're talking about a business deal, a contract, if it's a mistake, it's a mekach toz. You thought you were buying one thing, and it turned out to be something else. No, the king is not chal. But over here, Beshame holds, have a hegdish. The hegdish is chal. Gemara says, this is exes, akos of the rab brings, yafinu mitmura, dehave afilu betoiz, dechsiv vahoyuhu tmurasi yakaydish aposuk, in the end of Pashas b'chukoysai, tmura, which is when a person takes a behemah, and he tries to transfer the Kedusha that's on this behemoth to that behemoth. The halacha is that the second one assumes Kedusha without removing the Kedusha from the first one. It's Gzeres HaKosav. He's not allowed to do it. When he does it, it just adds the Kedusha. He didn't really mean to. And Beisul holds no. That's Gzeres HaKosav when something is Kedush already. So it's Chal Afilu Betois. But when something to make it into Hegdish, for Hegdish to be Chal in the first place, betos, that not. Let's see the case in the Mishnah. Ketzad, Oma shoshocha sheyetzi mi beisi rishon, hareu Hegdish. The first black cow that comes out of my house should be Kodesh. V'yotza lovon, beshamayim Hegdish. This needs a little bit of a hesbim, because if you say Kipshuta, what did he say? He said the first black cow. It's like saying the first cow and a sheep walked out. That's not what he said. It's not a mistake. It's not what he said. So you can't read the Mishnah Kipshuta. That's not what he asked. What you have to say over here, the Gemara gives it a knage. The cow's betzim left his house already. The Gemara makes the kipta. He says that shor shocha shekvar yotze mibeis yirishoin lehave hegdish. And they tell him that the first one that went out was a shor lovon. Says, if I would have known that a shor lovon would have walked out, I wouldn't have said it. So the hegdish is chal, even though the shor is lovon, because the assumption is, we'll say it the way the Gemara says it. We say that daitoy was to be magdish, whatever went out first. This that he says, mashiyotzi mibeis yirishon, that's the ikar of his kavona. He said shocho, he said black, because that's what he thought. He's not saying a black cow should become osu. Then the white cow doesn't become osu. He thought he meant the first one that went out. Oh, today's crop that went out the door to pasture in the field, the first one should be kaidish. The fact that he said black and he thought it was black and really it was white, that's bechlal. The Gemara adds a different piece that shocher and lovon, the lovon is worse. It's defective. So it's worse than the shocher. So memelo, we say that it's like Bechlam Osayimona. If he meant to be Magdish, the better one, for sure he would have been Magdish, the one that's Garua. So therefore we say that Mashiyotzim Ibeis Yerishon, that's the Ikar of his Kavon, and it's Chal on that. Now if you say that, you're really rationalizing that the Pshat and the Halach and the Mishnah is just an Amdino Daite, that that's what he meant to say. What's a Gzeres HaKosov that you can learn out? Can you learn out something that's a Gzeres HaKosov? That's what he meant. That would have been Bechlal. Anan Sadi, that's what he would have meant. That's the Gzeres HaKosov. Sounds like it's a Gzeres HaKosov. Perhaps the vort is that in the din of Ahiyahu Tmuras HaKadosh state that even though it's not what he said, he definitely said the Shachar. So in Hilchas Nedarim, L'chara, the Neder has to be Chal Kfi what he said. Here, Dosh state Gzeres HaKosov that Nidrei Hegdish, even though it's not exactly what he said, it could be Chal. That's one. Step two is, Avadeh, he meant, even though that's not what he did, but it would have been Bechlal. Again, it's hard to fit together what what the two parts of this halakha mean together. Ktsas tzorchiyun. L'chor, this halakha is Gzeres HaKosav in Hegdish. Like we said, by Mekach Tois, Avadeh, it doesn't work that way. Whatever you meant, you meant. Whatever you didn't mean to buy or sell is not what you meant to buy or sell. I'll share with the Olam a Maramokim. There's a rush in the beginning of the third parak Kedushin. Talks about where a fellow meant to be Mekadosh and Isha, and he was Mekadosh the wrong Isha. No case that's over there in the Rosh. And the Rosh says the reason why the Kedushin is not Chal is because Kaimalon Hegdish Betois Lehave Hegdish, which sounds like Beis Hillel. Does that mean according to Beis Shammai, a kedushin betoys is a kedushin? Like we said, this halacha has no bearing on another area in halacha. It's a bazundu halacha and hegdish. By a mekach umemkar, is what we call das makne, you need that the two parties should be in agreement what they're buying and selling and committing themselves to. Rosh HaTzorchin, how we can use such a lashon. I one time sent, many, many years ago, this shaila, amongst other shailas, to Moron, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zchus Yogin Aleinu, and he didn't really give an answer. It's a shvera line in the Rosh, Ayin Shom. But that's the din of the Mishnah. Mishnah Beis is a continuation of this idea. Din Azov, it's just a different case. Din Azov, Sheyala B'yod Yerushin Areu Hegdish, V'Olo Shel Kesef. Again, the same type of thing. Sheyala B'yod Yerushin, but he denoted Din Azov. L'maisa, what came up is Kesef. So Kesef is worse than Zov, so the Kesef is like Lov and L'uma Shokhar. And we say that his Ikka Kavona is on the Yala B'yod Yerushin. He would have given it. Same idea. Also, again, is more choshuv, more valuable than a chovish al shemen. So we say over here, his kavanah shetal biyod yirushen, his zikr would have been magdish, the one that's shvacher, the one that's lesser quality. What remains to be seen is why these two mishnayos are here. These mishnayos lechayr belong to Maseches Gemura. Not here. Maybe we'll have an answer for that in the next year.